Pete, the National Taxpayers Union, you have a Taxpayer Defender Award. Tell us a little bit about that award and the methodology behind who you determine is going to be the recipient of that award.
Well, thanks, Loman. We decided late last year that it would be a good idea to supplement what we do annually, our annual rating of Congress that's based on every roll call vote affecting federal spending, and on a monthly basis recognize not only members of Congress but other federal leaders and state leaders who made a difference on a key issue for taxpayers, either in the United States as a whole or in their own state. It's given to a leader who demonstrates a clear, consistent commitment to limiting taxes, spending, and regulation. Previous award winners have not only included Jody Arrington, who is chair of the U.S. House of Representatives Budget Committee, but also Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. So a wide range of leadership is honored by this award.
You have decided most recently to present the Taxpayer Defender Award to a congressman from Pennsylvania, Lloyd Smucker, whose home base is Lancaster in Lancaster County. Tell us a bit about Congressman Smucker and why is it that you decided that he should be honored with this award?
Congressman Smucker has made a great difference for taxpayers in a number of ways. One of the reasons that we recognized him with this award was that he introduced something called the Debt Solution and Accountability Act. That would establish reporting requirements for the Department of the Treasury whenever the federal government approaches the debt ceiling. Consider it an early warning system for when the federal government's borrowing, which is already out of hand, gets really out of hand, threatening the entire political system. He has also recently introduced something called the Debt to GDP Transparency and Stabilization Act. Now, that requires all executive and congressional budget resolutions to include the ratio of the national debt to gross domestic product. Sounds complicated, but here again, Congressman Smucker's bill would simply say, we're going to be honest and transparent with the American people here and note that whenever we are engaging in budgetary practices, we say up front how much the national debt, how much our borrowing is already consuming from our national economic output. And it's bad. It's already north of 100%, headed toward 120% in the next few years. That's regarded as a tipping point by many economists for a country to basically start heading down a path that it cannot turn away from. We need to avoid that, and Congressman Smucker's bill is helping us do that.
Well, congratulations to Congressman Lloyd Smucker on everything he's doing to help defend we the taxpayer. Speaking of we the taxpayer here, Pete, in just a couple of days, we have that dreaded April 15th deadline for paying income taxes, federal income taxes. The Trump administration, from the president on down, Pete, have been touting that taxpayers are likely going to receive larger refunds this year than usual. This is a result of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Were there some taxpayer-friendly provisions in that act? And can some of us expect maybe a few more dollars back from Uncle Sam?
Oh, yes, there certainly were. What the One Big Beautiful Bill Act did was make permanent many of the provisions of the 2017 taxpayer relief law that the president signed during his first term. This includes lower income tax rates for individuals, a doubled standard deduction so that millions of Americans could save on their taxes without having to go through the laborious chore of itemizing on their tax return. That was a big boon for tax simplification, by the way. Americans already spend upwards of 7 billion with a B hours a year just to comply with the federal income tax system. Allowing people to use that big standard deduction and take a shortcut to completing their tax return saved upwards of 200 million hours of Labor. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act made that provision permanent and actually raised the standard deduction a bit more. So that's a good thing. And if I were a small business owner, I would be very pleased by the new One Big Beautiful Bill Act provisions. It not only extended the 2017 law, it expanded eligibility for the small business deduction of 20%. It expanded the so-called 179 deduction for business equipment. All of these things are really going to help small business owners across Pennsylvania. And I think they're going to get a pleasant surprise when they file their tax return and realize, wow, I get to keep more of my money. The results for individuals are already coming in. Refunds are up by more than 10%. We're hoping that trend continues. I think it will.
Well, it is good to hear some positive news, Pete. So glad we have you on today. We, of course, are paying all these taxes, but there's still part of the federal government where the money that we have paid in taxes is not being paid back out to federal employees, and that has to do with the Department of Homeland Security. We just went through the trauma of long lines at airports because TSA was not being paid. Of course, the president now found a way to pay them. Taking a look at that shutdown, it seems like the parties are not anywhere near a resolution. What are you seeing on that front?
Yeah, it's really just a constant cycle of insult and injury and adding insult upon injury and over again. Part of the problem here is the tax burden on travel in the United States, especially air travel. A middle-class air traveler currently pays a higher effective tax rate on an airline ticket, between 20 and 30%, depending on the destination, than they do on their 1040 income tax return. And what do they get for it? Well, precious little. They all got to wait in line for hours and hours during this last shutdown. We need a better way. One of the things that we have proposed is that all of these taxes and fees on airline tickets, the excise tax, the passenger security fee, the segment fee, all of these fees and taxes have to remain in the air travel and air security programs that the federal government does. They shouldn't be farmed out and put in the general revenues of the Treasury to be spent any way the government wants. That was the problem during the shutdown. Passengers pay an $11.20 per ticket round trip tax in order to fund passenger screening. Well, that tax was being diverted in part for other purposes totally unrelated to passenger screening. One of the things we could have done was to change the law and say, from this point forward, every dollar you get from passengers has to go back into screening and security. That would have allowed many of these TSA workers to have kept getting paid long before the president had to step in. It would have been shutdown insurance. There's legislation in Congress that, and the president's budget proposes it. We should get that done now before the next crisis happens and people are waiting in line.
Here in Pennsylvania, Pete, we have a number of municipalities that are looking at potentially becoming sites for these data centers that are needed to drive the country's forward momentum in artificial intelligence. Do you see these data centers as having any impact on taxpayers?
Well, there can be a lot of impacts on taxpayers from data centers, and many, if not most of them, are positive, not negative. We need to be very careful about dismissing data centers as, for example, the next sports stadium or convention center that will be subsidized by taxpayers and not produce a lot of economic benefit. In fact, the opposite is proving true with data centers around the country. The large load customers who need a lot of electricity to run these data centers are actually paying for grid improvements that benefit residential homeowners. When they move into a jurisdiction, they're paying a lot of property tax, sometimes transforming local communities who had been cash poor for their tax base into much more stable fiscal environments. And if we do this right, if we simply extend pro-business tax policy that already exists for manufacturers or retailers or whatever, and extend them to data center developers, I think we're going to see a lot of positive economic changes around the country. We've seen it happen already in places like Missouri and Georgia. It can happen in Pennsylvania as well.
We have been talking with Pete Sepp, who is president of the National Taxpayer Union. Pete, we've had you on before, but for those who may not know, what is the National Taxpayer Union and where can we find you on the web?
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969 to work for lower, fairer, simpler taxes, less wasteful government spending, and accountability from public officials at all levels. Check out our work, including a lot coming up on data centers at NTU, our initials for National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayer Union. Pete, as always, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.